This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Shouldn't you be at work?
Oh, here's Gascoigne. Gascoigne, he can finish it here! Phil Gascoigne! 2-0!
Lampard! Brilliant!
It was in, no!
That surely crossed the line!
Oh, oh.
It's so far in!
Thanks very much, Sepp Blatter.
Clean sheet, I call it. It's one of the most important things in football.
Nice to see home fans booing you.
Heskey, could it be five? Yes, it is!
Paul Bowden to take it. Oh, and he's hit the crossbar!
Gerrard, it's Carroll! What a goal by the England striker! That's why he was brought in, and he's done the job.
Saved! John Pickford! England are on the brink!
Now, you know him better than anybody, probably. Do you back him to score quickly, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, it happened!
No!
Hello and welcome to Quickly, Kevin. Will he score? England 3, Wales 0 here in my kitchen. I'm Chris Skull. Joining me, as always, Josh Widdicombe.
Hello.
And thank you to Rob Grace for sending me in some intros and outros, because you're right, I have been too lazy. Peace be with you, Jordan Ayew. It's Michael Marden.
That's not good enough. Hello.
All right, what about this? Peace be with you, Andre Ayew.
Marginally better because of the alliteration.
Well, we've had
just so much good correspondence because there's, as always, been talking points in abundance when we're on. So should we get on with that? And then we're going to try and hit a bit more correspondence next episode because we won't be straight off the back of a seismic match.
I'm Jim Rosenthal and this is the Electronic Postbag.
You've got mail.
Okay. But we do need to cover this, the US kickoff times, US 94 kickoff times.
Right.
That we covered in the last episode. We were wrong. Actually, there is four different time zones in the United States of America. And there's a 3-hour difference between New Jersey and California. So the games kicked off 3.5 hours apart, the semifinals.
We hold our hands up.
But I would still argue you shouldn't have the semifinals on the same day.
Yeah.
The Italia 90 semifinals were on different days. So why has USA 94 reverted to the semifinals on the same day?
Silly. Don't waste all the good. Like you want to spread it out.
So this is Stu, who's in Texas, who's written in with this, by the way. Thank you to him. The two semifinals are obviously exciting because it goes from one to the other.
Yeah.
I was listening to something, another podcast, which we won't name. And I think Jonathan Wilson said that the best day of football ever was the two FA Cup semi-finals in 1990 when Liverpool lost 4-3 to Crystal Palace and Man U drew 3-3 with Oldham, possibly.
Right.
So There is an advantage to two semis on the same day.
I wouldn't be against it.
I think you want a slower tournament. When he gets to the quarters, one game per day. Let's stretch this thing out as far as reasonable, you know?
Oh, I don't
stretch
know.
The football out. I'm already sad, like today, like this morning, 10 a.m., I was just like, oh, man, I can't believe I've got to wait till 2. And it even feels a bit of a waste. I know because of one team throwing the game, you have to play both of the last group games at the same time.
No, but that can,
but it is a frustration.
That can be the best bit, the two group games at the same time. We haven't had it yet.
The drama.
But remember the French, German, Hungary and Portugal group from last Euros. That was like, there's no drama like it. But today there was. Sons of Footballers, as we say goodbye to Wales, we also say goodbye to Ethan Ampadu, the son of Kwame Ampadu, who played for Arsenal, Swansea, Leyton Orient and Exeter City. Thank you to Daniel Jones for that. No?
I mean, obviously it counts, but it's...
It's also great to get a second-generation defender, as we know, attending towards
the attack. I think Ethan Ampadu's a midfielder, isn't he?
I don't know. My football manager, I think he's defensive.
Maybe. Does that also back up my... Because I had Kwame Ampadu on Championship Manager, that's why I'm aware of him. But does Ethan Ampadu's more withdrawn role back up my theory that you get pushed further forward if the coach wants to impress your dad? Because Kwame Ampadu doesn't have the reputation to mean Ethan that was made into a striker.
Yeah, it's a theory.
Because also, Ethan Ampadu, I seem to remember, came through at Chelsea. Kwame Ampadu's got no sway.
Yeah. I watched the game earlier in the season with at AC Milan, and Paolo Maldini's son plays for AC Milan.
Third gen
Maldini. But he came on briefly towards the end and he was comfortably the worst player on the pitch. And I wondered how much of it was sort of the legacy of Paolo, because I think he's sporting director there now.
The Maldini DNA must be so watered down at this point.
Oh, well, what have you... Watching him play, I'd be getting a paternity test.
Do keep them coming in. We won't have Paolo Maldini's son. Do you want one more thing that's important, because Wales have just gone out? This is from Cole Baldwin. Hi, boys. Listening to the latest World Cup pod and to you chat about the two Nico Williamses playing for different teams at Qatar, you failed to mention that the Nico Williams playing for Spain has a brother playing at this World Cup, but not playing for Spain or Wales.
Wow. Who?
Nico Williams of Spain is the younger brother of Iñaki Williams, who plays for Ghana, having been born to Ghanaian parents who had moved to Spain before the brothers were born. Both of them now play for Athletic Bilbao in Spain, but Iñaki chose to represent his parents' homeland, having represented Spain at all youth and age group levels. They're also not the first set of footballing brothers to play for two different countries. I haven't read on, but I can tell you one.
Go on.
Granit Xhaka's brother plays for a different country, doesn't he?
Does he?
He plays...
Oh, isn't he Eastern European? There's to remember the controversy around that.
Oh, they actually haven't got this one. Oh, I didn't know these two were brothers. No. Jerome and Kevin Prince-Boateng.
Wow. No, I don't think... I didn't.
Who played for Germany and Ghana.
Yeah.
George Boateng as well. Are we throwing him in?
Yeah.
Why not?
No word yet on who Nico Williams' younger brother, Keelan Williams, who is currently at Burnley, will choose to represent at future World Cups. Brilliant email. Cheers, Carl Baldwin from Paul.
Fantastic. Lovely. That was a good one.
That's incredible, isn't it?
What do the parents do at this World Cup? Do you mean?
Yeah.
Because that's tough, isn't it? But they probably wouldn't have an allegiance to
fall
Spain.
Do you think you fall out with your sibling over that?
I don't
know. They both play for Athletic Bilbao.
Yeah. And if you're the parents, like, what do you want for your child? Do you want them to play for the best possible nation? Or is there a sense of heritage where you're like, no, I want you to play for, well, it's my country of birth.
Yeah.
It's not even your country of birth.
Yeah.
I think the parents got to decide there, haven't they?
Well, the other thing is I'm going to represent the smaller country because I don't think I'll represent the bigger country.
Yeah.
I read an article. I mean, I hope you haven't come in here for informed opinion. An article where Lothar Matthäus was saying a German player is the new Messi.
Right.
I wasn't overly annoyed about that. I was like, fine. Then it turned out this guy had represented England.
Yes.
And was born in England and was basically English. If he becomes the new Messi, how badly is the country going to take that?
You know, like we talked about Erling Haaland, who was born in England. Has there been many cases of it happening the other way around? Players who weren't born in England, who represent us, who have been brilliant. Well, Tony DiRigo.
Obviously, cricket. Do you think the people of Australia are livid about Tony Dorigo? I think they probably are, actually.
Yeah, probably. I just feel like we're not getting the wrong end of the deal here.
No, I don't. What?
We're getting more great players who are born in England don't play for England than
Owen Hargreaves?
Players who live. Was he not born in England?
He's the one outlier, isn't he?
Yeah,
is he born Owen in Canada? Hargreaves.
Even then.
Greg Rosetsky?
No, but the England cricket team is full of them.
Yeah. It's
Kevin Peterson, Jofra Archer, all the way back to like Alan Lamb, Graham Hick, right? Would you swap... would you take Erling Haaland now?
Yes.
But if the rule was strong and throughout it he was going, I don't want to play for England.
100%. Because I think he's a machine. I think he would score goals. I would swap Erling Haaland for any player in the English team. I'd swap him for any two players.
Would you swap Erling Haaland for the legacy of Tony Dorigo?
Is there more? Please do email in. Players who've played for England on a bit of a kind of... Well, Jack Grealish, obviously. And Declan Rice.
Declan Rice was born in England, though, I believe.
Yes, but it was a big decision, wasn't it?
Yeah, he played under
20. Jack Grealish is... I know he's from Birmingham, but... These two players represented Ireland at youth level. So we'll have them as potentials. Please do email in. We'd love a full team to collect a full team of England players that possibly shouldn't have played for England. We don't want like Tony Daly and Geoff Thomas. I mean like Martin Keogh.
But is there a full team of players who have gone on to be amazing who were born in England but didn't represent England?
Well... Both ways.
Both ways.
I don't understand what we're talking about anymore, but do... This is how to get in touch.
Get in touch with the show. Email hello@quicklykevin.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter @quicklykevin. And sign up to the mailing list @quicklykevin.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at Lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Okay, it was England v Wales. We watched the big game together, or... at least once we'd arrived late. This is how we witnessed England 3, Wales 0. Right, so here we are, getting in the car. It's 2 minutes before England-Wales kicks off. We're late, my fault, do apologise. 16 minutes to Chris's house. How are you feeling, Michael?
I'd like to say nervous or excited, but honestly, neither. This just doesn't feel like a World Cup yet again.
Oh, I wish I could disagree with you, but then the third group game of the Euros, that felt a bit inconsequential. Do you remember we won 1-0? Did Saka score? Saka set it up and Sterling scored, maybe.
I mean, I'm hoping a win here gives us a bit of energy and a bit of momentum. But I don't know. We were just sort of saying before we got in the car, there was almost a kind of an inevitability of our performance in this tournament like it's an algorithm. Like we've run a simulation of the World Cup and we're going to lose to France in the quarters.
That's what's going to happen. Cut to 4-0 to Wales. The other thing is, I can't believe I'm asking this during the World Cup. Do you want Five Live or do you want Magic 100% Christmas?
Magic 100% Christmas, your perfect accompaniment for wrapping presents.
Walker in again, but only temporarily. Rice in. Kane plays it through, and Rashford is stopped by Ward. What a good advance from his goal that was.
Really was a good save from Danny Ward. He was out really quick off his line because the play from Harry Kane and Rashford was exquisite, really.
Into Bellingham, lovely touch. Bellingham, Foden. Too high, but just for a moment there, England looked too good.
So quick, so sharp, just trying to bend it into that far corner, just leaning back slightly.
Foden. Rodon dealt with it before it reached Kane. There's Rashford now. Rashford couldn't go all Richarlison on us.
You just said something, Chris.
I said it's tense, isn't it? I feel really tight and like a coiled spring. It really feels like the whole World Cup is on this. Do you know what I mean? Are we good? Are we rubbish? I still don't know.
I feel almost totally calm. Half-time, 0-0. The USA are winning. And
Chesney Hawks.
That's the big talking point, isn't it?
Yeah, Chesney Hawks doing the halftime entertainment. How? Why? What is that booking about? How have FIFA got hold of Chesney Hawks?
Do you think Hawks has had to put out a statement like Robbie Williams about about the ethics of playing the Qatar World Cup?
How far do you think Chesney was down the list? You're going yeah. Dua Lipa, 100 names down, Tom Jones.
Why is he not doing Poland? So there's like Chesney. Like, at least there's a kind of... Because he saved a penalty. Wouldn't it have been incredible if halfway through he'd saved a penalty, then they brought out Chesney Hawks? How are you feeling, Michael?
I'd say my biggest emotion right now is I'm really full from the pizza I've eaten. in footballing terms, I'd say apathy.
Chris?
Yeah, the pizza was a bad idea. I feel so full up. That's really not helping the tension I feel.
It brings up, really, the absolute astonishment that when Man U played Arsenal in 2005, they had pizza.
After the game, it was after the game though, wasn't it?
But still.
Well, funny enough, like sometimes I'm in the tunnel area at London Stadium, you see them bringing in, even now, pizza. I think it's carbs.
Do you?
I think it's carbs, yeah. I think they have carbs after a game.
This is great behind the scenes. What's the pizza look like? Good? Like, is it, sorry, I've got to ask, is it delivered? Like, are they bringing delivery boxes? Like, or have they made the pizza?
It looks like it's been made somewhere with some big silver like trolleys.
So there's a chef at the London Stadium that's making the pizza. They don't get 10 in from Papa John's.
It would be speculation on my part, but I think they're making it there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that shows how intense we're finding this game. Predictions?
I think we're the better team, but this is classic one of those where you can just see where you could see Wales scoring. At this point, I still don't know how good we are. I think we could nick this. I think we could nick it.
Yeah, I think we'll limp to a victory and the goal will come in that middle ground of the second half where there's too long to get excited and that goal to carry you over. That will leave equally deflated but top the group.
I think the other interesting thing is if the goal goes in, there's going to be real friendly at Wembley in October vibes to the celebrations, I think. Because... do you think England are following the USA-Iran game?
No, I wouldn't say.
Do you think with 10 minutes left, with 3 minutes left, if it's 0-0, and if USA is still 1-0 up, England will play the ball into the corner? Steve Lomas on the last day of the season style.
You'll cut to the crowd and there'll be transistor radios. And you'll see it ripple through the stadium.
Oh, well, I look forward to the second half. We'll try and record more voice notes if anything happens. It just didn't feel like we had much to say during that.
I've got one question for you. Will there or will there not be a shot of someone listening to a transistor radio before the end of the game?
No, I don't think they've... I don't think anyone in Qatar... Qatar is such a young country, they've never had a transistor radio.
Yeah. If you went on the dial and just swooped the whole FM, there's nothing being broadcast.
There'll be a guy with a Roberts, one of those retro Roberts.
I'm afraid that's all you get of this episode. To get the full episode, head over to the Quickly Kevin fan club. It's anotherslice.com/quicklykevin. There's over 5,000 minutes of extra Quickly Kevin content to be had, including an exclusive episode this month with Big Sam Allardyce. To join the Quickly Kevin fan club, head over to anotherslice.com/quicklykevin.
Hit legs over the top!
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.